Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, September 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Seven GOP presidential hopefuls squared off in the year's second televised debate last night, angling to make a case they should be the frontrunner instead of Donald Trump, who again decided not to participate. However, beyond a handful of criticisms about the former president's absence, the candidates largely trained their fire on each other and President Biden. Trump, meanwhile, was at an event in Michigan to express support for striking auto workers. In Hong Kong, trading of debt-laden Chinese property developer Evergrande shares was suspended today following media reports that the company's founder and chairman had been placed under police surveillance. Bloomberg News this week reported that Hui Kaiyan was taken away by Chinese police earlier this month and is being monitored by authorities, though he hasn't been formally charged with any crimes. An Evergrande spokesperson didn't respond to requests for comment, and police couldn't be reached for comment. And hiring trends in the U.S. are pointing to the prospect of a more subdued holiday season. Logistics and fulfillment firms, known for their seasonal staffing pushes, are instead keeping hiring flat this year compared with 2022 levels, owing to uncertainties in the retail economy. Consultant firm Deloitte predicts holiday spending to rise by 3.5% to 4.6% compared with last year, which would mark a significant slowdown from the 7.6% growth in 2022. Stock markets in Asia end the day broadly down. European shares are trending lower in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are flat ahead of reports on quarterly GDP and weekly jobless numbers. And Nike is among the companies scheduled to release earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.